Hey, this is Natalie, and you're listening to The Luminary, a collection of stories and conversations where we talk to our peers about how their faith and their relationship with God has impacted the challenges they've faced in college. We hope you enjoy.
So I came into college not really, like, I grew up in the church, but it's like, never, the faith was really never my own. Yeah, I came into college like not really expecting anything, but the outreach week OWO was pretty good for me, I guess. Like, I got plugged in really quickly to one fellowship, but I think at that point I didn't really know what I wanted, or I just thought this was nice to have a group of friends, but I don't think I was growing very much spiritually, or the people around me were not as, like, it's like more like a social thing than anything. I felt like, well, a little bit left out too, because sometimes they will hang out on their own. And because it became more like a social thing, I didn't feel like I was making friends or like growing in relationships, I think, while I was there. And then I think in around February, my freshman year, I switched to a different fellowship. But I was going to that cell group already, like, throughout the year, but that was still a pretty big jump because I didn't really know the rest of the body, and I think for a long time, I think in high school too, I blamed the community I was in for not being able to grow much. I was like, oh, God wants this to happen for me, like, why isn't he giving this to me? This is a good thing, right? But I think, like, in retrospect, I feel like I would definitely have used it as more of a crutch, or like the reason why I would go to things was more to hang out with people, which I think is not bad to start with, but like, I guess it wasn't really some, like, seeking out God wasn't something I could see myself doing by myself at that point. I think by the end of freshman year, I remember we had this like sharing night, and someone shared that they felt kind of bitter about how people didn't seem to care about him, and like, and I think I kind of resonated with that, but he also like said, like, when he was sharing, like, he realized that his walk with God is his own walk. Like, people aren't gonna be like dragging him to walk. Like, people can walk next to you and stuff, but it's not like, like it's a personal thing, right? It's not like a whole, like, community is good, but at the end, it's like, it's your personal walk with God, so.
You can't rely on it, like, too much.
Yeah, exactly. Which I think I was, like, I saw how close I was with people, as, like, how good I was with God, I think. So that was freshman year. And then I think I got closer to people, but I think at the same time I was learning to be able to walk on my own, which was nice. And then I went abroad junior fall to Hong Kong. So my family is, my parents are from Hong Kong, and I, like, went there. I've been there a few times for, like, vacation and stuff, and I thought it was a great city, but, like, we would only really do, like, touristy stuff or, like, family gatherings and stuff like that, and I didn't realize, like, how much of a new place it was for me when I went there for, like, half a year, and that realizing that I had to, like, start a whole new thing over there, like, find a community and friends and stuff, and I don't think at that point in my life it was not like that season was really not good. I mean, I was spiritually, emotionally not very well either, so I think having to go to another place with no support was also really hard. And I think it's like similar to freshman year, where it's like I was really angry or bitter about like not having community when I felt like I really needed it, or like having like all my friends to be like 14 hours away, like time zone wise. So it was really hard to get in touch with people, and people are like busy, like back in the States. And yeah, I was like living with my grandparents, so I wasn't even close to like anyone in school. I don't know. It's a lot. I went to Hong Kong with a lot without much expectations, other than like I wanted to live like study abroad life, where like go travel places, like do a lot of cool things. But that didn't seem like it was happening either. Like I couldn't meet a lot of people. Yeah. So for like the first month and a half when I was there, I was really, I guess, lonely and sad. I would like cry so much all the time. Yeah, I just felt really alone, I think. I think throughout that time, I was able to, like, I mean, God was still really good. Like, he's always good. But, I was able to go, like, plug into a church pretty quickly when I was there. But I think it was his plan that I didn't get super close to people when I was there, like, right away. Yeah, I remember like first time going to their like small group and like thinking I cannot be close with anyone here, like, and then going home and crying.
No.
Yeah, like,
just because they were like more different.
They were different. Like, I realized I live in such a like Asian American bubble. It's like crazy. Like, I almost feel like if you're not Asian American, like, I will have a hard time relating to you. And these people, like, they were Asian too, but they're from like Indonesia and Korea and like Malaysia. Only the leaders were like from America, and I like wanted to stick really closely with them, but they had to deal with their own ministry. It's not like I can be like, it's not the same relationship as like up here, I guess. I think in that month and a half, it was more like realizing what it means to seek God without having like any presence, well, not any presence of a community, but like really making it my own too, or like enjoying spending time with God by myself, doing things that I normally wouldn't do, like go to a park and just sit there. I think I'm someone who's very like action, like doing action based, maybe. Like, I always feel like, oh, I have to do things, like, oh, cell group, we need to do this. Yeah, not really allowing God to talk or like for me to listen to him. And because I had so much time, because I didn't really have people to hang out with, I think that was putting me in a good position to like slow down and like just really be able to meditate and think, which I really needed to do too, like at that point in my life. Yeah, but I'm really grateful that God made me go through that. Obviously, it's more painful than I would have wanted, but like I think that just shows me how much I need him too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there are particular things he was trying to like teach you or say to you during the just you and God time?
I think I remember one time it was like I was asking God, like, why was I like so upset or angry? I think it's realizing that like what I wanted for my life is not what God, like, that I'm afraid, because that there's that difference between what I want, my expectations for my life, and what God wants from it. And I think the reason was like I didn't trust that God's plan was better for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was the friction between those two plans. And I think recently, not so long, like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I had another like epiphany where like I was really upset with how, well, not upset, struggling with like wrestling with the idea of like where. Like, also, like, it's the same problem. Like, this is what I want for my life, and like God doesn't promise the things that I want. And I was like, yeah, I know it's good for me, whatever. But then like I think I realized that he doesn't give me things, or he does give me things because he loves me, and that's, he designed this plan out of love for me. It's not just because it's good for me, because it's because he loves me. I think it's like, I mean, it sounds obvious, but it's like also reassuring that it's like specifically designed for me this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the journey never ends with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any like advice or things you would say to either a freshman coming into college or someone who's studying abroad or looking for a community?
I think like one thing, I was waiting for people to like invest in me, I guess, almost like I thought it was their job. I mean, it kind of is almost like people who are like in fellowship, you should be looking out for newcomers and stuff like that. But it's also like, how much do you want to be like plugged in, almost like making it's like you being present in events and stuff is like 70% of it. Like you being there, and like you will eventually get to know people. Yes, community is good.